No offense, but how many more of us are we willing to lose? All to get one back?
She's not one, she's...
Sarah!
Okay, fine. Fine, go. Leave. I don't need this. I'll do it myself.
Watch out!
Underground! Now!
Care to tell me what the hell you think you're doing?
Nice driving.
Right. You're under stairs. Let's go find her.
What? What the f-
What are we waiting
for? Invasion. Oh. Season 2. Episode whatever the fuck. Welcome, everybody. We are here to discuss this abomination of a TV show. I'm not happy with this show.
You know how, like, in earlier episodes this season, the psychiatrist lady was telling Mitsuki, you know, if you get too close to the alien, they'll wipe your memory.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, God, I wish.
We're at this point where we'll watch an episode of Invasion. And immediately after the episode's over, we're like, I don't remember watching
Dude,
that.
Dude, yeah, I watched the episode. And then the next day, you guys were like, oh, we're watching this episode. And I'm like, I don't remember what happened. And then you would say something like, did they really just name drop Luke Skywalker? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Time to Jedi up, Skywalker.
Yeah, it's weird how this show can do that. It just like, I just don't remember anything that happens after I watch it.
I have yet to get through a single episode of this season.
Of Fall Asleep.
Without having to turn it off and turn it back on again the next day.
Oh, okay.
So you know how like we like to joke? It's like, don't watch the show, just watch our recaps because it's more entertaining. And like, you know, we're the ones who watch the show and do the recaps.
So that you don't have to.
Yeah, but we found the one other YouTuber who's done this, Smitty Snippets.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I feel seen.
And
Smitty, thank you for being there.
Yeah, and I think I misspoke an episode or two ago where I said, like, he didn't review season one, but he did.
Yeah.
And Jude and I sat down and watched some of those. And in fact, he got to the point where, like, he skipped episode 8 because he was like, I'm done with this show. It's so bad. But then he came back for episode 9 and he talked about the swimming because it was so stupid, the swimming in space, that he couldn't just let it go.
My man. So great.
My man.
Mitsuki is still trying to talk to her dead lover, who has been dead for quite some time now. Okay? She saw the ship. There's a big hole in it. Whatever. Then they spend approximately almost 5 minutes going over the love relationship, over this relationship that Mitsuki shared with her astronaut partner, as if we already didn't know what they had been through. To this point, it has become tiresome. No one cares. And then this happened.
So shout out to Smitty Snippets.
Yeah.
If you like our Invasion recaps, check his out.
Yeah, he's small. He's got like, what, 1,000 subs, something like that? Cool guy.
I want him to come on for the finale. I'm hoping that we can get a hold of him.
I've been trying to collaborate with him. Yeah. I'm like, Brute, dude, hit us up. Because like, if we could do like a season 2 finale with him, that'd be freaking fun as hell.
Yeah, I think it's funny that he just like uses his iPad to record the footage on his TV.
Do you watch his reviews? You'll get a kick out of him.
Yeah.
Do it.
He's anyway, literally the only
Yes,
other
go watch
guy.
The other channel. Don't watch us. Watch the other guy.
Well, watch
How
us
about
and the other guy.
For the rest of the season, instead of watching the episodes, we just watch Smitty.
I could watch Smitty's review right now. I haven't seen his newest episode for this episode.
I'm going to go to Smitty's channel and see if he's shouting us out.
Well, go for it.
He's not.
Who cares? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Vader gets very territorial.
I do, right?
Itchy.
It's like, woo!
Yeah, the two people that review this show really, really spreading
there's,
it thin.
There's room in the world for both of us.
Okay. Next he's going to have our fucking logo on his channel.
That'd be cool.
So anyway, what happened in this episode?
I don't remember.
Not a lot happened.
Yeah.
In fact, so much didn't happen that it's hard to recap some of these things, but we will attempt to do this. So this is Invasion Season 2, Episode 7, entitled Down the Rabbit Hole. And that metaphor will be made clear if you watch till the end of the episode. But anyway, as we normally do, we break down these things based off of the storylines, and we're going to start off with the Casper crew. Back in the Paris hospital, Monty points out the obvious that Casper doesn't seem like his typical wimpy old self. But Casper has no memory of what he was doing in the alien hive mind or how he survived the alien onslaught at the hospital. But what he does seem to remember is that all the other seizure kids in the ward are the key to stopping the aliens, even though he was completely unconscious the entire time they were there. So they decide to go fuck off and find them. But it seems Casper has lost his psychic alien-controlling seizure powers and can't sense the dog crawlers. And Monty isn't too happy about that after they almost get killed by one. So after that, Discount Zendaya helps Casper remember the before times with the power of music and Bare Naked Ladies, the band, not the actual Bare Naked Ladies. And then she finally makes out with him, and Monty is creeping on them in the corner, showing the audience the exact moment he decided to side with the aliens.
I feel like Monty in this episode was probably like an insert for the audience because he was asking all the right questions.
How did you draw them if you haven't seen them? Why else would they be locked down if they weren't dangerous? I'm sorry. I thought Casper was the key. Now he's saying these other kids are the key. And doesn't even remember meeting them. Wait, how was he the only one who survived in that hospital?
Yeah.
Like, fuck do you mean you don't know? We searched for you for this whole reason.
Why did we come here?
Why did we come here? What's taking so long?
And I love how, like, they're like, did you draw this? Who are these people? And he's like, I must have, but I don't know who they are at all. They're the key now. Now they're the key.
And Monty's like, now we gotta go search for these other freaking people?
Yeah, are why they are we together? Doing this? How are we finding them?
Yeah.
Why are you two making out?
Didn't you just hold my hand yesterday?
Yeah.
You
dirty slut whore.
Stop.
Don't tell me to stop.
So you gotta say it with a cigarette in your mouth. You dirty slut whore.
She's all thirsty for Casper. That's the only reason they came on this little journey to begin with.
Yeah, it's a thirst trap. For some reason.
Didn't see that coming.
She's flirting with Monty the whole time.
And they're all like, bro, you look like you've been working out for 2 years instead of just being in a hospital in coma be all for atrophied. 4 months.
Yeah.
She's
got really nice hair now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's kind of shaggy and long.
I think it's funny how Monty was talking to Discount Zendaya and he's like, yeah, you know, like back when I was, you know, bullying Casper, like I could see it in his eyes that he was really scared of me and now there's just nothing.
He's so bummed.
Yeah, he's like, man, he's not scared of me anymore. This sucks.
Well, he's also like, this isn't really Casper. How do we know that this is actually Casper? Yeah. Because like, he's not the same pussy that I used to pick on back in the day, yeah, 4 months ago.
Could be pod person Casper.
He could be pod person Casper. We don't know.
Nope.
This show has never heard of a pod person. And if it found out, it'd be like, oh shit, yeah, we should have done that.
Oh, 100% they should. All these kidnapped people should have came back.
And piece of shit should have been a pod person.
And he would have been nice. They should have been like, what the fuck?
They should have had a big, flashy UFO land at Devil's Tower and all the missing people walk out.
With holding hands all of the gray. A little off. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes,
I want to make the show more interesting. We're two seasons in. We don't know anything about these missing people. And nothing matters.
They're in a hole in the ground in Kansas.
They're dead.
They didn't even mention the missing people in the first season.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. It was just the one, right?
Yeah.
It was the guys that Sheriff Tyson was investigating where they went.
But, and then
but
Sheriff
the
Tyson.
Entire rest of the season,
nothing.
It was just like, nope, Tyson's dead and has nothing to do with Oklahoma for Earth for the rest of the season.
Earth. Did we see, did Shaniqua or what's her name?
Discount Zendaya.
Yeah. Did she do anything of note besides kiss Casper?
Kiss Casper.
Is that really the only thing she did?
Block Monty.
She jogged his memory by making him listen to his old Walkman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
Smart. Mm. She's super smart.
And she also did the fake out with the dog crawlers by putting the poncho and the umbrella on a chimney. Distract them long enough for them to climb down the side of the building.
Oh, and don't forget, like when the dog crawlers were on their way, Monty was like telling his little sister about the garden and the maze again instead of running.
It's just amazing. Just amazing writing. I'm just enthralled with it.
I love how they leave the hospital and they go to the evacuation point and there's just this like little H on the ground for like helicopter. And it's like, oh, this must be the evacuation point. Maybe it looks like everyone got out of here.
I think it was for a hospital.
Hospital or helicopter?
Hospital.
Maybe.
It was in the middle of a field.
Next to the hospital.
Yeah. They were like, oh, this must be the evacuation point. But remind me why they threw a can into the field. They were
testing for booby traps.
Maybe
there was a laser beam going to come out of orbit.
The dog crawlers just waiting until somebody walked in there. And then they were like, oh, there they are. And the can was going to fool them.
What was the point? Casper better get his Jedi on.
Also, super smart, pretty soon.
You know. Can we talk about that for a minute? If we don't mind, I want to talk because that seemed to really upset you.
It was just so random.
They'd been referencing Casper's Jedi powers throughout the season, but like every time they make a reference to a slightly worse science fiction property, I'm like, this doesn't make your science fiction property any less worse.
don't ever. Slightly worse science fiction.
I think you misspoke.
No, I think you did. No, Star Wars is a pretty bad science
fiction. What's not worse than this?
No, slightly less worse.
Wait, the prequels, the sequels, or the OT, whatever the hell they're called. Original trilogy.
I'm saying franchise as a whole.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not good. Pretty bad.
There's only 3 out of 6.
3 out of 9.
3 out of 9 that are good?
I'd argue 2 out of 9.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
Is it really your favorite franchise if you only like 2 items on the menu?
Listen, I already had my therapy session this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Saturday was amazing. We had a really good talk.
Saturday
morning.
Oh, your live stream?
You know,
oh,
the salty, live stream. Salty Saturday live stream?
Yeah, I'm not part of that.
Yeah. Never want to hear you complain about it again.
Complain about what?
About not being on that show.
I got shit going on, man. I don't know what to tell you.
But I also like how Team Casper just seemed to teleport out of the middle of Paris to like a hillside where they're eating cans of beans and looking over beautiful vistas.
They put some wheels on the bottom of that sex swing from the last episode and they've just been rolling up and down the hills.
It's obvious that they're fast walkers because they went through the tunnel in no time flat and then they went from the tunnel to Paris in no time flat.
It was a total 60 miles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 60 miles in a day
Kids
and a half.
Kids are fast.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they take naps.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Hide in cars and take naps.
Yeah.
Everywhere
just
you go.
Do a little bit of cocaine and you.
Quit making this show more interesting than it is. I would watch that. I'm in a shitty mood to begin with, and talking about this show is not helping. I don't even know how to be funny or fun. No, I don't.
He's got enough. Don't make it worse.
And I just. I'm in my anger phase with this show. They've wasted so much of my time now, and we've accomplished fucking nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. Yeah,
I don't even want to pull up a thesaurus and make fun of them anymore. Aww. I just want to tell them to go fuck off and be done with your stupid show.
We have two episodes left. Three.
God. I feel like the list keeps growing.
It's just I'm literally angry at how bad this show is right now. I can't. I just can't.
Every week, Alex forgets how many episodes we have left to watch. And when he hears the real number, he's like, oh my God.
I thought there was less. So I'm like, oh, we have 2, right? Yeah.
It's so dumb. It's just everybody's sitting around a fucking table talking about their feelings.
Oh, Trevante pissed
just,
me off this episode.
It's just ridiculous. It's just... Yeah.
Trevante was like, I just want the pain to go away. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why don't we get to Trevante then?
Can we get to Trevante? Or what's next on the list there, Katie?
Okay, next on the list is Anisha Malik.
I forgot she was in this episode. Oh, this is when they take over the military base.
Oh, yeah. She goes all fucking...
Sarah Connor on them.
Yeah. Ooh, tough. Go ahead, Matthew.
All right. The hillbillies with shotguns are all wondering how many of them have to die in order to save Sarah. And Anisha is like, fuck you guys, I don't need any of you. But then Dollhouse convinces her that she can't storm a military base by herself. So Anisha gives the most non-inspirational speech ever. And all the hillbillies with shotguns are like, okay, we're with you, Anisha. Anything to get you to shut the fuck up. Anyway, the hillbillies all lure the Canadian military to the center of the base and then surround them. Despite there only being like 9 hillbillies and the trained and armed soldiers of the Canadian military surrender immediately. Guess that's the French part of the French-Canadian on display, eh?
Damn.
Anywho, Anisha finds the Farsi word for danger that she taught Sarah scrawled on the wall of the base's medical center and decides it's time to torture the Canadian officer she captured if he doesn't spill the beans about what happened to Sarah. According to the Canadian soldier, the entire command structure of the Canadian military just kind of fucked off, and they had to vote on who would be the officer in charge to defend the military base that has no real purpose with a skeleton crew of soldiers that have nothing to really do. Oh, and either the Canadian military or the U.S. military or whoever the fuck was there decided to take Sarah down to the super secret military installation in Oklahoma. So rather than recruit the friendly Canadian soldiers to their cause, the hillbillies with shotguns decide to fuck off down to Oklahoma to save Mrs. Piece of Shit's torturer's daughter.
So listening to you describe what happened, I'm like, this is completely pointless.
Well, let's take a vote. See well, who's in
on.
Charge.
Hold on, because they're in the States, right?
No, I don't think they are.
No, I think they are.
Who knows?
They're in the States. Yeah. They're for sure in the States. So this was an American Army outpost, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so these are not Canadians.
No.
Although no. I would love it.
Canadians.
No, they are Canadians. They're part of that that group that they hijacked the Maleks from.
And they just went down to the States and like took over a fort and then just
No, they stopped. They left. Whoever had that fort left the fort to them to defend, despite the fact that they have no real
no reason to be there. True. Like, yeah. have nothing to do here it at all.
They're there so Piece of Shit Junior can come up and make them look like idiots.
Oh my god, dude.
That's why they're there.
This is the weirdest, like, creepiest thing this kid has ever done in this show.
Hey, kid. Hey, what are you doing over there?
What's crazy is so he walks up and he's like, I think I'm hurt. And the Canadian soldiers are like, oh, are you okay?
Oh,
like,
hey.
Like, do you want us to get the doctor? You know?
Oh, jeez. We'll
do you want some
you.
Pancakes?
Yeah.
They're not Canadian.
I think they were.
No, they were Canadian. Yeah.
Did they have Canadian flags on their sleeves or did they not have any markings?
I don't know. They're probably New World Order, UN bullshit army.
Probably.
They're the flag smashers.
And in the end, it doesn't fucking matter.
For the sake of comedy, so that me and Jude can do our voices, we're going to call them Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is like when they kidnapped Sarah or rescued Sarah, however you want to look at it, from that ravine, you know, the ravine of the flamethrowers.
Uh-huh.
So like that was the Canadian military taking her as they were going down to that military base.
Uh-huh. Right. Because
the Canadian military and American military are in cahoots to kidnap this little girl from his fucking gravel pit 500 miles to the north that they don't even know is there.
They're all technically being controlled by the woman king with the World Defense Organization.
Yeah. I want to hear back from that Indian general. Because he seems like he's on top of his shit.
Oh, yes. I don't think that's a very good thing to do.
Very bad idea. Let's not nuke the sky,
that's
please.
That's not a good idea. Don't want to vaporize the air we breathe. It's not a good thing.
Yeah. That guy needs to be in charge. He needs to be the dude who is calling the shots. Yeah.
Hey, if he was a woman, he'd totally be in charge.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know. I'm going to go get some maple syrup. And,
yeah,
you know, so we should need to nuclearize the atmosphere.
But stick your jaw out and do the Canadian.
I don't even know if I can do it. Yeah, you do. We're gonna take that girl there, and we're gonna like kidnap her. We're gonna give her some, beers because you know all the girls in that 12-year-old girls like the beers.
Yeah,
you know, and then we're gonna take her out on a date, and we're gonna go down to Kansas. And we're gonna like give her two. We're gonna, you know, what?
You just got real fucking weird, dude. Roll it back.
Because, you know,
I'm going back to 1860s here. You know?
I really like how they had to remind us that Anisha taught this danger word. Uh-huh. And it sounded in the recap like they were Wajo. Yeah, like Wajo. She was teaching Wajo.
It may save our lives one day.
Wajo.
Wajo.
And then, like, when you see it written out, it's like, big bada boom. You
know? Yes.
Big bada boomba. Big a boom, big a boomba doo.
But yeah, this scene where they take over the fort is just sad.
It's like the strategy that they had was, like, gather, like, okay, so Dollhouse observed the base for a while and saw how many people were going in and out of the mess hall.
Yeah.
And so he knew, like, there were only, like, 12 soldiers down there. And so they're like, if we can get them all in one central place, we can then surround them and get them to surrender because they're Canadians and they're not going to fight back. And so like Anisha drives into the military base, gets them all into one place. And then once they're there, the movement kind of drives in and surrounds them.
Yeah.
But the movement has less people than soldiers.
And not a single shot fired. They didn't like try to, immediately as soon as she tried to drive that truck into the base, they would have been popping shots off through that windshield in a heartbeat. But they're Canadians. And it's like, oh, it's okay. Let's just see what she's got to say, you know?
Yeah.
So they let her in.
I'm going to throw this bottle of maple syrup at him. Oh, my gosh, don't do that. Let's
talk to him first. See my daughter, you sons of bitches.
Oh, okay. I need to talk about this scene where she tortures this guy.
Can we first ask the question, Why do they need this kid? They have the weapon.
They're sacrificing
children.
Take
your weapon and fuck off. Why are you stealing a child?
Because when they get her to Kansas, they put her on the end of a fishing pole with a big hook on it. And they drop her in the hole. She's literal bait. She's psychic bait.
Psychic bait. God,
I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing.
We're going to have to talk about that freaking giant hole in the ground here in a minute. But
here, fishy. Oh, I got a nibble. Got a nibble.
This is the key to everything.
Are there a bunch of seizure kids down there?
Hello? You guys doing all right down there?
You all right? How you doing? Need some beers?
We don't have ladders, but, you know, we can...
We have universal health care. What's up with that?
We don't have the technology to get people out of holes quite yet, but we're working on it.
You need some PBRs down there? It'll be okay.
By the way, it's still only been 4 months.
Oh, yeah, it's been
four months. Hey, it's the after time.
Yeah.
It's the before time.
They built a silo.
Did they? Or was that just there? I don't know.
I think they built it. We'll get there in a minute.
Yeah. It was a farm.
Anyway, so Anisha torches this guy, but what makes me
sodium? What is she? She had some shit in a fucking.
Needle. It was like saline solution, but she's like, "I'm gonna pump this into your heart. You're gonna die." And he's
she was gonna knock him out, and then she said, "While you're out, I'm gonna remove something unless you tell me what I want to know."
But like, gonna cut your dick off.
You know, he totally looked right at his dick when she said, "I'm gonna remove something." Not that.
No, not my dick. So she's a doctor who's going to threaten to chop somebody's penis off.
What kills me about this scene is he's like, I can't tell you this because it's an ongoing military operation and like civilians aren't meant to know. But then like in the next breath, he's like,
no one's in charge. Who's the ranking officer?
I am. But I was only made corporal by vote. It's not official.
Yeah, I wasn't a corporal until today when we voted to make me the officer.
But they didn't
in charge.
Make it official.
Yeah, we don't actually have a command structure. We're just kind of here on our own.
Yeah, you know, we're going to send the paperwork in so I could get my new stripe on my shoulder.
They're basically squatters.
Yeah.
You know, we just didn't really want to feel. We didn't feel like driving to Kansas, so we just kind of hung out here.
This guy's making up these rules as he speaks.
We just stayed here, and you know, everybody thought that it was
your daughter came through. She wrote some shit on the wall, and then she went down with the soldiers somewhere.
Yeah, it's
totally no fine. Big deal.
Yeah, she's got hot cocoa.
Yeah, she's okay. Fine.
Sarah's like, I don't even like pancakes.
Yeah, it's obvious the writers have no idea how the military actually works.
No.
Especially the Canadian military.
They don't even know how nukes work.
You know what? In the movie TV world of apocalypses, I choose this one. This one doesn't even seem bad.
You could drive around anywhere you want. There's electricity.
You couldn't even get time off work for this apocalypse.
I think this is like the Army National Guard from Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Or something stupid, you know. One of those
reserves,
the hillbilly unit from outside the fucking.
But did you guys notice that, like, when they put that guy on the table and she's like, hold him down? Like, the two other guys are just like, oh, okay, I guess we'll just
and
hold
then
him
as
down.
Soon, as soon as she's like, all right, I'm not going to do this, they let him sit up. Like, he's not going to do anything.
Freaking Olive Garden or whatever his name is sitting there. And I don't know, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Anisha?
Anisha, what are you doing?
Anisha, what are you doing?
Can you just tell me what the plan is here?
Whatever the fuck she wants for two seasons.
Yeah, Dollhouse.
Yeah, Dollhouse
is very irrationally like tolerant
on her side for some reason.
There's no reason for him to be this tolerant of like her exploits.
Yeah.
Why is his name?
We call
Dollhouse?
Him Dollhouse because he was in the show Dollhouse. Joss Whedon, Eliza Dushku.
I thought we were calling him Joel from The Last of Us.
We were, but then Jude changed my mind because she refers to him as Dollhouse.
Okay. When I'm yelling at the TV, I'm like, okay, Dollhouse.
Okay.
But
I thought that was his real name.
Inside joke.
The thing that was funniest to me is so like at the beginning when Anisha needs to win over the rest of the movement to help her storm the base, mm-hmm. she starts giving this speech about like.
In med school, I spend a week shadowing a doctor in the cancer ward.
And he taught me about death. And like the one dude who like hates her in the movement, he's like,
"Where's this going?
What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Valid question.
Is this story
with the beard?
Going somewhere?
Yeah. Dude with the beard.
He's becoming my favorite character.
He's the one who's calling her out on all her nonsense.
He's the only one that has any sense.
But then
the
he always ends
show.
Up going along with him anyway.
Because he's
a Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Well, it's also because of the plot, right?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, so like like, he just flat out says, is like, is this story going anywhere? Like, why are you spending so much time telling us about stuff that doesn't matter to the current situation? Mm-hmm. And he's also the one who points out, it's like, yeah, how many of us are supposed to die to rescue your daughter?
You know? Good point.
Yeah. Even the woman whose daughter Anisha saved in the last episode is like, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. And Anisha, I already have my daughter.
Didn't she like throw shade at her for that too?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear that from you. Yeah. And I'm like,
Anisha was like,
you, of all people.
Right, yeah. I'm like, who do you think you are? That was, dude.
It's like, why do they even have women and children with them on this, like, storming the military base?
Kill off all those women and kids.
They probably just should have stayed put. They were probably safe in Canada.
Well, you know, it's the women that are doing all the fun, tortury stuff. It's very strong women in this show. Yeah. It's like fucking Kathleen Kennedy's writing this fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
First, do no harm, Anisha.
I'm going to cut your dick off.
Bunch of fucking cucks in this show.
Yeah, basically.
Every Monty, he's a cuck.
Monty, Casper, for sure. Casper.
Cuck. Yeah.
Roadhouse, cuck.
Roadhouse?
You know, whatever.
Dollhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
Whatever. You guys are confusing me.
I don't know. Olive Garden, Roadhouse.
The guy with the beard is Olive Garden.
Yeah, you know, Joel from the last
episode. Okay.
Why do we call him Olive Garden?
Fucking.
Because Vader can't remember anything.
Trevante's a cuck now.
Yeah.
He
was all upset about his feelings.
All the women in this show are strong and powerful and... It's like it's a fucking Leslie Headlin show now. It's ridiculous. It's just
yeah. Let's go, go for it.
All right, Trevante Cole. Trevante wakes up at Rose's place in a kid's room, even though Rose doesn't have any kids, and finds Rose obsessing over Casper's serial killer notebook. And Trevante's like, "That's hot. Hey, who's Billy?" And Rose doesn't answer because why would you ever answer a question no matter how many times someone asks it? Instead, Rose recognizes an obscure license plate number written in Casper's notebook. Because we all remember strange license plate numbers, don't we? And Trevante deduces that the abductions take place in a spiral pattern emanating from where the truck with the obscure license plate was first discovered, which also happens to be the place Jim Bell Tyson disappeared. So Rose and Trevante go to the cornfield and find a huge silo that I guess the military built. And then we get a full minute of the most annoying alarm buzz ever as a blue glow begins to emanate from the big sinkhole. And then the military sees Trevante and Rose and they run away. Apparently, Trevante and Rose are now fugitives because the military totally recognized both of them somehow. So they go to Rose's sister's house and settle down for the night, but not before Rose talks about how Billy is her ex-husband and tells a very long and boring story about how awful her marriage was. Then Trevante tells a very long and boring story about how his kid died, and then they fall asleep together holding hands. The next day, Trevante sneaks into the secure military base and sees Sarah arrive all the way from Canada. And guess what? They have the magic bullshit device with them. And as Rose reads a very long and boring letter from Trevante, Trevante climbs down the big alien silo of doom. What will happen to him?
Who
the
cares?
Fuck cares? Yes.
Hold on.
Wait,
hold on.
I thought Trevante got captured. No.
He flipped the dude over and stole his gun or something.
That's right.
Trevante's the strongest.
Yeah.
I wish they would just...
Hold on. I'm going to show you guys what their strategy was for sneak up on the army. Hold on one second. This is them. Bear with me here, folks. Okay, here we go.
That's it.
Can they see me?
That's it. That's right.
For the audio only people, Alex just... laid under the table.
Nobody listens to this show on audio.
Put his phone up above the table.
Oh my God. I was watching this and I'm like, what is she doing? She's literally like holding her phone out into the scene. I'm like, stop it. What are you doing right now?
And how annoying was that alarm? Like at some point, Jude was like,
is somebody going to shut that off?
I don't know. I don't remember the alarm. I must have blacked out.
It was so loud. Like the audio effects people, I was like, why would you leave that in there so long?
For like a full minute.
It was so long. And also there was dialogue while it's going on. I'm like, I don't know what to listen to.
And there's that one soldier guy who like sees Trevante and Rose and he's like, intruders.
Yeah.
And then like, he's the only one who chases after them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They had dogs barking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And helicopters.
And
one dude in a cornfield.
Yeah.
One guy comes
and
up.
Now they're wanted criminals, but no one thought to go to Rose's sister's house.
Yeah.
They don't know who she is.
Well, apparently, like, Rose and Trevante are convinced they know who they are. She's like, it's not Rose's sister, it's her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
But I just like how, like, we finally learn that, like, Billy is her ex-husband. And they had this terrible marriage, and Rose is like, I wanted to get away from him, but not this way. And so like, I got to find him. And
so I can divorce him.
She's
like, all this shit.
I've been searching for you for 4 months.
Yeah.
So
I can go and bang Trevante.
Oh, Trevante, the look on Trevante's face when he heard that she had like an ex-husband. I was like, isn't
he still has a wife?
Yeah, technically Trevante's still married, right? So
whatever.
But it was very funny because I was like, the first time Trevante asked you who's Billy, you couldn't have just said my ex-husband, leave it at that.
Yeah.
We got to have two episodes of her avoiding the question to get to the point where she can tell like a 30-second long monologue about her marriage, mm-hmm, and how miserable she was.
Guess what?
But why she has to find him.
I don't
him.
Care who Billy is.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is it ever going to come up again?
Nah.
You know,
I bet
miserable,
we don't
right?
see Rose ever again.
You think she's going to stay with her sister and just not? That's possible.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
Because really, I mean, we're supposed to be following Trevante. Yeah, Rose so is just a means of getting him from point A to point B.
But guys, 17 episodes into the season, things are finally starting to come together.
Are they? Are they though?
I mean, Sarah is at the same Oklahoma military base as Trevante.
Yeah,
I
guess. You called it.
Hold on.
Putting everybody together.
I blacked this part out, so you guys have to remind me. But she had the bullshit device with her?
Yeah.
So she did.
So when they escort Sarah into the bunker with the barn doors, the secure barn doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Barn doors.
Yeah, they have one of the soldiers carry out this kind of like glass case that has the bullshit device in it.
Oh, okay.
That's because when the mom of the year left her daughter in the car
with the bullshit device,
she gave her the bullshit device, said, hang on to this so nobody will come steal you.
And then she left.
And then she left.
Yeah. I think Anisha's really looking for the bullshit device. She don't give a shit about her daughter.
Well, what's funny is when Anisha ran into that ravine to save Luke, you'd think she'd bring the one weapon she had that she knows would kill the aliens, but I guess she just left it with her daughter.
Well, yeah, it was, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Because they had flamethrowers.
The epic battle of the flamethrowers.
Yeah, flamethrower gorge.
They went to the Metallica concert.
Flamethrower gorge. Battle of flamethrower gorge.
Or they just shot it into the air.
From underneath the ground level.
So
nobody can see what's going on.
Look what we're doing, guys.
Right. Everybody yell like you're going to fight.
Four more months from now, the Septons will be writing it in their scrolls. Yeah. The Battle of Flamethrower Gorge.
Hey, what was that woman who lost her daughter in the forest? Was she part of that group that they rescued from the Flamethrower Gorge?
I think she was part of the original crew that was there.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I'm not exactly sure.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think the show knows.
So the place where they built that silo, like that was the place where Jim Bell Tyson died.
In the middle of the cornfield?
Yeah. And in the very first episode of season one, it was just like a big thing of like sand or dirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like a crater.
It was a crop circle.
There's a giant graboid under there.
Yeah. And remember the thing came out from underneath the sand and then stuck him and then he died.
Well, so we need to get Kevin Bacon.
What?
So he can come kill the graboid.
Yeah.
Oh, from Trevor's
reference. Yeah. Gotcha.
God damn it, dude.
Good job, buddy.
That wasn't even a 4D reference.
I know.
Just an easy one.
Yeah, I'm just stupid. That's all.
but it appears that the military has actually built some type of like concrete silo there to keep whatever's underground trapped. But like it can come up whenever it wants somehow.
I don't know. I don't, it's a hole in the ground.
Only when you like cover
it's not like it has a
only
lid
when,
on
only
it.
When you got a psychic kid on a fish hook over the
it does, because when Trevante was using the ladder to climb down into it, you could see at the bottom that there was like some type of like hatch.
Oh, did they put they dug down and then they put a lid underground on top of whatever was down there?
Perfect sense. Okay, alien, we're gonna dig a hole.
Yeah, just stay put.
Just stay right there.
The alien's just gonna be like,
okay.
All right, I'm just gonna go this way.
they played David Bowie while they did it, so the alien was just sitting there.
Can you just stay still while we build this while we build this platform? And we're gonna love it. We're gonna make a form. We're gonna pour some cement down on the form. Okay, so just chill, stay put. Need a couple of weeks for the cement to cure. Then we're gonna put a door in the middle of that cement. All right, it's gonna be some saws going on.
We're just gonna keep you there.
Stay there
you're
in the middle of your
safe
hole.
There.
You're okay, alien. We're gonna build a thing over the top of you.
Yeah.
See, this makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
What
are the missing people down there?
I hate this show.
I don't like. What is?
Are you? Can you? Are you gonna barf up,
you
Mr. Tyson?
Don't you dare ask any questions of this show.
Is Mr. Jim Bell Tyson down there? Oh, do you need a beer? Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to go get you another beer while we form the cement around the hole.
Yeah, that alien butthole's like, hey, can you toss me down a PBR?
All right, back up the cement truck. It's okay. Right there. Right there.
Stay.
Alien, stay there. Stay, alien. While we fix this hole over you.
They have all their invisible drones in
there.
It's
like you go to Star Wars, right? And you go out in the middle of fucking Tatooine. And Jabba
the Hutt dragon is
wants, no, he wants to build a fucking cement patch around over the Sarlacc pit. What the fuck is happening right now? You just blew my mind. I'm just angry. It's like, gonna build this fucking cement bunker on top of this alien in the middle of the corner.
He's gonna not move.
I hope Savante goes down there and never comes back.
And then we're gonna put kids on a fishing pole over the top
and just rail it down there.
And say, for what reason? Are you okay there, person? Okay. Put a couple soldiers. Who's up next? Thomas and Jones. Get down in the hatch.
Give them some seizures real quick. We're going to send them down the hatch.
Probably the two black guys over in the corner. Get the fuck out of here. It's ridiculous. It's, my God, dude.
I don't remember anything about this episode.
We have one more storyline.
Oh.
Jim Bell Tyson.
Still dead.
Or who knows? Maybe he's not in the hole.
Maybe he's in the hole.
He's just missing at this point.
Maybe he is the alien. Maybe he fell down in the hole and they mutated him.
Yeah.
While he was in an alien cocoon.
There you go.
Is when they formed and made the stuff over.
But why are they like looking into it as if they're still investigating it? They're like, what's going on down there? I don't know, dude. I don't have any answers. The show.
Well, if the show stays true to form, next episode won't have any Trevante in it.
No.
But then the episode after that, the penultimate episode.
Next episode.
I'm not drinking to the show.
No. We'll have Trevante go into the hole.
Yeah.
And we'll finally see what's in there.
And we'll get some teen angst drama with Monty and Casper.
Yeah.
I guarantee
Why are you kissing her? Why are you kissing her?
Well, because we got Trevante, the Casper Anisha. Crew, and Anisha in this episode, that means that the next episode is going to be all about Mitsuki, probably.
Yeah. Mm. Casper will be like, yo, man, there's enough Zendaya to go around.
I like Jude's theory about, like, it's just the ending to It.
You ever heard they all have to bang.
Maybe she wants the Eiffel Tower.
Maybe. They're in France.
They go back to the sex dungeon.
Yeah.
We can go try out that
swing. I grabbed this book from my dad's apartment. Do you want to try some stuff?
I got this deck of cards. It's got, like, stick figures on it.
That's really weird. Monty! Shut up, go to your room.
Go take a nap.
Hold your hands out.
I'm just going to put you in the trunk of this car because it's safe in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Monty, what are you doing?
I guarantee you, whatever is in the bottom of that silo is something that the rest of us as the audience will be like, so they built that silo around that?
That's the whole thing.
I think Vader's 100% spot on.
Yeah, it's going to be like, all of the people that are missing are down there in a coma.
Yeah.
So they built a silo around it.
Why are they down there, though? It was just a crater in the first episode.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a crater. Just like a sand pit.
It's like a sandbox.
Yeah. Like, did they dig it down deeper?
Maybe what would be cool is if it was like War of the Worlds. And there was like a tripod thing buried in the ground, just waiting for the signal to come up.
Yeah.
Blow its horn and start fucking everybody up.
That's an eerie sound.
I know.
The world of the world's like,
oh shit.
Yeah.
We need to watch that movie.
That'd be a great movie.
The Tom Cruise one is actually pretty good.
I like the Tom Cruise one. I like that one. With what's her name? Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
And that annoying teenage kid that he has.
We need to do the original and sequel kind of thing again.
That'd be
kind of
cool.
We haven't done one of those in a long time.
Yeah, double feature.
Yeah.
OG and the sequel.
OG and the sequel. Yeah.
That's a good band name.
OG and the sequel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done talking about this terrible
show? It's like a father-son band name.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm the OG and my son's the sequel.
I'm not even.
You can open a business. Yeah. Welcome to OG and the sequel.
OG and the sequel.
We got everything.
Instead of Albany and Sons, it's OG and the sequel. Yeah. I like it.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to talk about this show anymore.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I don't even want to watch this show anymore.
God, it's so boring.
What episode
Smitty's
is this?
Smitty's the only
seven?
One keeping me,
is this
keeping
seven?
Me engaged.
Listen, yeah, we better get some views.
8, 9, 10.
If we don't get some views, I'm...
The Indian bot farm gave us like 5,000 views in that one video.
The Indian bot farm, it did. It really did.
We got
We got 300 normal views and 5,200 views from some robot
from farm. Some robot farm
in Budapest. So,
boom, Bombay, people are like, hey, man, your invasion video did really well this week. No, it didn't.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit about this.
Go watch Flippity Dippity on his channel over there. He does way better.
Flippity Dippity.
Flippity Dippity. Spends like way less time editing. Way less time.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Schmitty. We got to get that guy on. All right.
I hate this show.
I hate this show too. I don't want to talk about it. We got three more freaking episodes to go. All right.
And you know Apple's going to give him two more seasons.
Oh, God.
Apple is, there's no one paying attention to what's going on at Apple.
No, there has to be somebody going like, hey, everybody.
This sucks.
This show sucks.
Yeah.
How much did we pay for it?
They don't watch TV.
How many millions of dollars per episode is this show?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say eight.
$8 million an episode?
She's just guessing.
I'm guessing.
I know, but I'm saying like that's like Lord of the Rings. How much did they spend on that Lord of the Rings show? Was it $10 million an episode?
Like $1 billion for the season.
Yeah, but that was like five seasons though, wasn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see.
I don't know.
Yeah, Google it.
Mm.
It was like $100 million an episode or something, wasn't it, Matt?
No. Wasn't that
I don't want to Google it from my phone because I don't want Google to start sending me more information about invasion.
We have a problem where we take forever to sign out of this show. I just want to stop talking about it. So goodbye, everybody. Have a good day.
Waja. Waja.
Waja. Waja. Waja. Waja. Waja.